Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 629 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from David, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. FreshBooks is an awesome company making it super easy for all of us to manage our business finances, keeping track of our expenses, and especially the invoicing. It makes invoicing super simple. With just a few clicks, you can actually send an invoice to your clients, your students, your customers, your anybody you're working with, really, who you need to bill, and they will have an easy way to pay you. And this saves so much time. You have to check it out. Literally less than 30 seconds to do all of that. And it's just one of the best pieces of software that you can use to help you manage your business finances. So if you want to check it out for 30 days for free, go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat. Enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from David.
Hey, Pat. David Hamill here. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for everything that you do. Really, really appreciate all your great content. My question today is about podcasts. And specifically, I'm wondering if, similar to getting together a launch team for a book, it might be a good idea to get together a launch team for a new podcast. I'll be releasing my podcast for the first time to iTunes and Stitcher and so on in about 3 weeks' time. And I'm just wondering if it'd be worth my while to get together some people to help me with the launch. I'm thinking maybe if I could get a group of people together to leave ratings and reviews when it comes out first, and to help me spread the word. The size of my list is quite small, and reach on social media and that, it's small at the moment too. So I reckon with everybody that I have and how responsive they've been to other stuff that I've put out, I'll be doing well to get, say, 20-25 people. So will that make any difference at all? Is it a good idea to get together a launch team for a podcast? And would you have any other ideas or suggestions or tips on how to go about it? I understand that maybe I might have already done the launch by the time you get to listen to this and record answers, but I would really still appreciate your feedback on anything I might be missing, or, you know, anything at all in relation to this. Okay, so thanks, Pat.
Hey, what's up, David? Thank you so much for the question. And I believe that by the time you listen to this, your podcast will already be out. So I apologize. I'm unable to get this answer to you in time. But like you said, you still want to hear the answer. And I think a lot of people could benefit from hearing this answer, because the quick answer is yes, absolutely. You can benefit launching anything, a podcast, a YouTube channel, a blog, a book, a product, a course, anything, a Kickstarter campaign, if you have a team behind you. Now, there's an episode of the SPI podcast that, if you're interested in building your launch team, again, it just doesn't have to be with a book or a podcast or anything specifically. Just if you're launching anything, if you have a team behind it, it can really help you kickstart and just really launch with a bang. And there's an episode of the SPI podcast, episode 198. If you go to smartpassiveincome.com/session198, that'll take you to an interview that I have with my street team leader. His name is Daniel Decker, and he led the team. He helped create it, but we go over the entire process so anybody can do the exact same thing. And so the reason this is important, you touched on a few of those things. You can launch with a bang. You can have a lot of people behind you. You can have people leaving reviews, sharing that thing, but also you get some feedback beforehand. That's what they get in return. They get early access to those things, so they would have early access to your podcast. They can leave feedback, but if it's great, they're going to want to push it out. They're going to want to promote it, because when you get early access to something and then that person who gives you early access says, okay, go, you're going to want to push it out because you're going to feel like you have something special that not everybody else has. So as a member of a launch team, you're going to feel great and you want to help promote it. You want to get the word out there, especially if you know it's going to be big. You want to be the first people out there to share it with your friends and family. But as the person who has this launch thing coming out, man, it doesn't even take a big team to have a dramatic effect. I talked to a lot of people before I launched my book, Will It Fly, which had a launch team of about 400 to 500 people, which is pretty big, actually. When Let Go came out, there was a smaller launch team, and I've noticed and heard from people that even launch teams of 30 to 50 people can really have a dramatic effect, because really, the last thing you want is to launch something and have there be crickets. And even just a small amount of reviews, even just a small amount of shares can really get things going. And plus, when people come to your page who haven't found you, who don't even know who you are, when they see reviews there already, when they see activity already happening, it's just social proof, meaning that, you know, they know that there's something there that's worth listening to or worth watching or worth buying. So again, yes, take advantage of the launch team. Try and prepare maybe 2 months ahead of time, maybe even earlier if you want to get people early access to things so you can get feedback and make changes if you need to. But again, I highly recommend listening to that episode, smartpassiveincome.com/session198, to listen to that podcast with Daniel Decker and I, and we go through the entire process step by step for you. So again, that's smartpassiveincome.com/session198. And David, I want to wish you the best of luck with your podcast. Hope it's going well. And for everybody else out there listening, if you want to start a podcast of your own, just go to podcastingtutorial.com. I walk you through the whole thing. No emails required, no payments. It's absolutely free. It's helped thousands of people start their podcast and can help you too. And again, best of luck to everybody. Thank you so much, Daniel or David, for the question. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else out there, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to Ask Pat and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. And as always, I'd love to end with a quote, and today's quote comes from Guy Kawasaki. It's short but sweet, and that is, keep calm and post often. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Cheers, bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.